Texas ragtime. That distinctive syncopated music that shocked our grandparents but attracted them at the same time. It started in the black saloons and sporting houses of Mississippi River towns a little over 100 years ago, exploded onto the national scene in the middle 90s, spread across the oceans in a kind of frenzy. It got people under their dancing feet as nothing had ever done before. Its infectious rhythms brought the first of several dance crazes that would outrage the older generation and make dancing shoes a must in any young person's wardrobe. It even gained a measure of respectability, becoming accepted in some of the swankiest ballrooms. Tonight, Scratchy Grooves brings you an hour of ragtime. Enjoy. Something Doing, a Scott Joplin rag from 1903, played by Joplin on a piano roll. I'm Bill Chambliss, and this is Scratchy Grooves. What was ragtime? It wasn't so much a separate class of music as a style of playing. Any song can be ragged, and most every song was back in the ragtime era. Music authority Sigmund Spaeth defined ragtime as syncopation. Even the old masters had used syncopation, Handel, Beethoven, Brahms, Tchaikovsky. What syncopation does, according to Sigmund Spaeth, is produce an artificial accent by tying two notes together, the first of which would otherwise not be emphasized. Simple, huh? Another music authority said ragtime was a blending of marching music, European dances such as the polka, quadrille, and schottische, sentimental songs, salon music, binding them together with syncopated rhythms of Africa and the Caribbean. Not so simple. Whatever it was, and is, ragtime wrote a colorful, rhythmic chapter in American music. A bit of history. Probably the first really popular song to use a ragtime beat was Old Dan Tucker, written in 1843. Here's a sample.
I heard the noise and I saw the fight. The watchman, he came running round, saying, Old Dan Tucker's come to town.
Get out the way, Old Dan Tucker. Get out the way, Old Dan Tucker. Get out the way, Old Dan Tucker. It's too late, come for supper.
Catch the ragtime rhythm there? That rhythm was used by blacks even before Old Dan Tucker. Here's a bit of it in the traditional spiritual. Little David, play on your harp.
David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah.
Now David was a shepherd boy. He did go laugh and shout for joy.
Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah.
Well, that's what they mean by syncopation, that double beat that Sigmund Spaeth talked about. Some people credit the first really popular ragtime song as being one sung by May Irwin for years in what passed for vaudeville in those days. This was written in 1895, sung here by Teresa Bowers. I'll give you just a portion of it. It was quite racist in tone. I've edited it down a little bit. Here's just an excerpt of one of the most popular ragtime songs ever written. May Irwin's Bully Song.
Looking for that bully, and I'll sweep him off this land. I'm looking for that bully, and he must be found. I'll take all my razor, I's going to cut him deep. And when I see that bully, I'll lay him down to sleep. I'm looking for that bully, and he must be found.
Well, so it has many, many verses and goes on forever. Very popular with vaudeville audiences in 1895. And for several years thereafter, as a matter of fact. Another very early ragtime song, very popular one, is My Gal is a High-Born Lady. I have a piano version of that here. You can get an idea of the rhythm. Never heard the song myself. I don't know what the words are. My Gal is a High-Born Lady, played here by Joe Fingers Carr. My Gal is a High-Born Lady. I'd like to hear the words of that someday. Here's a song that was extremely popular and surprisingly has very little ragtime in it. But Irving Berlin wrote it in 1911, and it swept the country. He went abroad and sang it and played it in London. It became one of the most popular songs ever written. Alexander's Ragtime Band. According to the music authorities that I've read, there's only a couple of phrases of ragtime in it. And it came in 1911 when ragtime was almost declining. It had just begun to lose popularity by 1911. But that certainly wasn't the case with this song, Alexander's Ragtime Band, played and sung here by Ted Lewis. Thank you.
let's meander. Ain't you going? Ain't you going? To the leader man, the ragged meter man. Oh, my honey. Oh, my honey. Let me take you to Alexander's grandstand. Brass band, ain't you coming along? Say, come on in here. Come on in here. It's ragtime band. Come on in here. Come on in here. Why, it's the best band in the land. They can play the bugle call like you never heard before. Oh, that's just the bestest band. What am? Woo! Oh, my honey land. Come on along. Come on along. Let me take you right by the hand. Up to the man. Up to the man. Who is the leader of that band? And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime, come on along. Come on along to Alexander's ragtime band.
That's a jazzy version. Ted Lewis, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Doesn't this beat to watching the Super Bowl, I tell you. Here's another Irving Berlin tune from 1911. Ragtime Violin, sung here by the American Quartet, complete with scratches. A very popular ragtime tune of 1911. Here's another one, also from 1911. It's Eddie Morton. This you'll probably recognize. I never thought about this as being ragtime, but of course it is. Oceana Roll, 1911.
Billy McCoy was was a musical boy on the cruiser Alabama. He was there with that piano like a fish down in the sea. When he rattled off some harmony, every night out on the ocean, he would get that braggy notion, start that syncopated motion lovingly. No one could sleep way out there on the deep when Billy cut loose out at sea. Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship starts in to dip and does the corkscrew turn. You see that smoke so black, stick from that old smokestack. It's floating right to heaven and it won't come back. Now here and there you'll see a stool and chair a-slipping round the cabin shouting, I don't care. And the hammock starts a-swinging and the bell begins a-ringing while he's setting at that piano there on the Alabama playing the Oceana roll. Spain, it was always the same. He'd be there at that piano on the cruiser Alabama every morning, noon, and night. He would keep it up with all his might. Every time he starts to play and all the boys would start a swaying, everyone would keep on saying, don't you stop. Sailors, take care. Oh, sailors, beware. For Bill will play on till you drop. Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship starts in to dip and does the corkscrew turn. You see that smoke so black, stick from that old smokestack. It's floating right to heaven and it won't come back. Now here and there you'll see a stool and chair a-slipping round the cabin shouting, I don't care. And the hammock starts a-swinging and the bell begins a-ringing while he's sitting at that piano there on the Alabama playing the Oceana roll.
The Oceana roll, Eddie Morton. Goes back a few years, but then so do I. I want to play two records by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. They did a lot of rags. Had a great success over in England. Introduced jazz in England and stayed there for a number of seasons. Kept going back. Became extremely popular both in that country and here in the USA. Two rags by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. That Teasin' Rag, followed by the perennial favorite, Tiger Rag.
Thank you.
original Dixieland jazz band, doing what should never be done to ragtime, according to ragtime master, Mr. Ragtime, Scott Joplin. And that's play it fast. He was against fast playing. Unfortunately, some of the piano rolls that have been transcribed onto records are played at the wrong speed. Scott played them much slower than you usually hear them. But that's all that's left to us. You can't very well slow down an LP record. It burns out the motor. Scott Joplin was born in Texarkana, Texas, in November 1868. Of a musical family, he took piano lessons from a German music teacher. And in his early teens, he left home, fascinated by the big city. Went to St. Louis, where he got a job playing piano in a number of establishments, most disreputable. Went to Chicago in 1894, hoping to get a job as piano player at the World's Fair. Didn't work out, so he settled in Sedalia, Missouri, playing cornet in the Queen City Concert Band. He later toured with a vocal group, and there he began writing music. In Sedalia, he studied music at the George Smith College, a black Methodist school, and was quite respectable by day, but he haunted the Maple Leaf Club at night to hear ragtime music. It was played there, and he wrote there the Maple Leaf Rag. Maple Leaf Rag was published in 1899 and was an instant success. He became somewhat prosperous. He retired as a pianist to compose, got married, settled in St. Louis. He wrote a folk ballet, The Ragtime Dance. It was a failure. And then he had a number of reverses. His baby daughter died. He and his wife separated. Went to Chicago in 1906, ended up in New York in 1907, went back to playing piano, and composing even more complex rags. He remarried in 1909, and we're told happily, living in Harlem. He devoted several years to writing an opera called Tremonisha, which was finished in 1911, but he couldn't get it produced. In about 1911, as I mentioned earlier, ragtime began to decline. The opera was finally performed. He put up his own money for it in 1915 and was a resounding failure. 1916, he went to the hospital suffering a series of mental illnesses, and he died in the hospital on April 1st, 1917. Not a very cheerful story, but a giant in ragtime and a giant composer. Let's hear some Joplin piano rolls. These are actually cut by Scott Joplin himself. We'll hear first Scott Joplin's original rag, 1899. Scott Joplin's original rag from 1899, followed immediately here by a 1902 rag, a very popular piece, had a revival not too long ago in the movie The Sting, The Entertainer by Scott Joplin, 1902. Yes, that familiar strain introduces to us Request Time on Scratchy Grooves. Lou English wanted to hear Mary Lou. I have it here by Pete Wendling and sung by Francis Spurr, S-P-E-R, I don't know how to pronounce it. From 1926, Mary Lou, followed by another request from last week, Paul Whiteman's Japanese Sandman from 1920. First, Mary Lou. Thank you.
Mary Lou, cross my heart, I love you. Every bell in the steeple is ready to ring, and all the people are planning pretty presents all for you. They're all for you. Mary Lou, my Mary Lou, won't you give your promise true? Why, 4 miles around they're waiting to start their celebrating when you say, I do, Mary
Whiteman, Japanese Sandman. Before that, Mary Lou. Is there an old song you'd like to hear again? This is a program for it. Anything from 1920? Well, actually, back to 1890, actually, but if there's anything like that that you'd like to hear, give me a call here at 451-2701, and we'll play it for you next week. This is a kind of a test. Is anybody out there? Are you all watching the Super Bowl? Or am I... words and my music falling on deaf ears? Let me know. 451-2701. Back to ragtime. Here's Joan Morris to sing another Irving Berlin rag from 1911, That Mysterious Rag.
You've yet to fear it. Once you've met it, you'll regret it, just because you never will forget it. If you ever wake up from your dreaming, a scheming, eyes gleaming, then if suddenly you take a screaming fit, that's it. That mysterious rag, while awake or while you're slumbering, you're saying, keep playing that mysterious drag. Are you listening? Are you listening? Look, look, you're whistling that mysterious rag. Sneaky, freaky, ever melodious, mysterious. Stealing, set your brain all reeling. When it's late and everyone is yawning, good morning, day dawning, then if suddenly you hear a warning shout, look out, that mysterious rag. While awake or while you're slumbering, you're saying, keep playing that mysterious drag. Look, you're whistling that mysterious rag. Sneaky, freaky, ever melodious, mysterious rag.
people are not listening, do you? Because when I said I thought everybody was watching the Super Bowl, as they say, the Christmas tree here in the studio lit up like a telephone. And I got lots of calls. And too many, really, to tell you before I played that was by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, and it was Ragtime Rag, written by Scott Joplin in 1909. Let's have another Paragon piece. This is a band that was organized back in Atlantic City in the ragtime era, disbanded, and then has recently been banded again, so that they are playing dates around and about, and they've got a great record out. From 1912 by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, That Eccentric Rag. Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with That Eccentric Rag from 1912. You're listening to Ragtime tonight on Scratchy Grooves. Appreciate all the telephone calls, even though it did keep me busy there for a while. Here's another Scott Joplin tune, this time played by Joshua Rifkin on the piano from 1906. The Ragtime Dance. Thank you. Okay, another Scott Joplin rag. This is probably his most popular and one of the earliest. I guess it was the earliest, 1899, the Maple Leaf Rag, Scott Joplin. Scott Joplin's most popular piece, and just about the first piece he wrote, Maple Leaf Rag, preceded by a portion of the preceding record, because I was on the phone at the time and I thought it had ended and hadn't. I apologize for that. Maple Leaf Rag. Ragtime tonight on Scratchy Grooves. I hope you've enjoyed it. Those of you who haven't been watching the Super Bowl, and evidently there's lots of you who aren't, because I've had more phone calls tonight than I've had in quite some time. appreciate you listening. Tune in to Scratchy Grooves again next Sunday at 7. And remember to stay tuned at 8 o'clock for Neil Payne and his program In the Mist. He's ignoring the Super Bowl, too, tonight, and is going to give you some great big band music starting